introduction to the middle way. And again, Rinpoche will just be giving a brief outline.
The Tenju Omalan Jubate Zoba Sanje Je Chujun Kolorimba Som Kovar and Zepe Chunkor Parpa Tenye Me Pam Tongba Ni Je Chunkor Kovati Gondong Sarvatem Batere.
The central theme of this text, or the main idea behind it, comes from the second teaching of the Buddha, or the second set of teachings of the Buddha, which were known as the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. And in these, the Buddha taught about the ultimate nature of phenomena, and the ultimate nature considers that all phenomena are void in terms of any characteristics, or one cannot define them in any way.
Then Oma Tela Ye Oma Lanjo Oma Devu Oma Somir.
And the middle way has three aspects. The first aspect is the middle way in terms of the base. Secondly, the middle way in terms of the path. And thirdly, the middle way in terms of the fruit.
Kunzu jidemba tan ton tambe demba sondu jopate ye oma sondu jopala ye oma deni deni sumjose.
The middle way in terms of the basis or the ground refers to the indissociability of the two truths, or the union of the two truths. These two truths being the relative truth, which refers to the appearance of all phenomena, and the ultimate truth, which is the ultimate nature of all phenomena. And in the grand middle way, it refers to this indissociability, or the union of these two truths.
Tela kunzob denba sejite kandere sena, kunzob denba sejite neloga tuma top, neloga tuam, yanta betuam. Denba ton ma to ba wangi sem truba wangi nawe yortan yurchi nam kunzob ji denba re.
Sem truba wangi.
What is meant by the relative truth is
the object and this
when the mind is under the influence of confusion or delusion. And this means that the mind recognizes neither the ultimate nature of the mind nor the relative nature of appearances. And this is because the mind in this deluded state perceives things as there being a subject and an object. There is a dualistic split. And so this is roughly the characteristics of the relative truth, or the relative state.
Tene kunzob ji denba si ji tengene ngwe sona kare re sena dunga ji rangin jin je korbe nama kamsum korwande kunzob ji denba re kamsum korwa kamsum ji
kele shirone.
And the principal characteristics, or that which distinguishes this relative truth, is suffering. And the beings within the three realms of existence, that is the desire realm, the form realms, and the formless realms, are characterized by being under the influence of suffering.
Kunzob denba seje sekte, kunzob seje te, zob seje te zumba kejare, din seje te denba kejare. Te zunda din seje te kande yere sena, zumba rang yin yin yang, sem trupa mola. Denba tardo name kunzob ji denba se.
If we look at the words in Tibetan, which mean relative truth, is given as kunzob denba, and kun means all, tsob literally means a lie, and denba means the truth. So we have the truth of a complete lie, and it may seem as though there's a paradox here. But it means that when the mind is under the influence of delusion, then everything in this, in the relative level, which in fact is not true because it's not the ultimate, is really a lie. But being under the influence of delusion, then the beings see it as being the truth. And so from this point of view, it's the a lie seen as the truth.
Tena koin do zumba yena yang lon trapa la denpa tarda nang tela denpa ri himba wang ga dunga na zo pa nyung yu yu
And due to this belief in the truth, or the truth of relative existence, believing that relative existence, which is really a lie, is true, suffering comes about by the clinging onto this belief, by the holding onto this belief.
Tena zumba denpa tarda nang hin denpa ri hinpa ti tene yang tapu tongwa denpa tong tongwa la dibzi tene bare.
The effect of this attachment to the relative truth as being something real, the effect of it is that it acts as a veil, it acts as an obscuration to the true nature, to the real nature of the mind.
Kundu zumba yin la, denpa tarzu nang king, denpa zimba wang dungan yung pete, malam nang yin res.
An example which illustrates the relative truth is the example of a dream.
Pena malam do mi tsikwa, shu cherwa, dugrur, dan da so je, tene, dikra, chunga yin na. Tende nama te, namba koin do, denpa tro manyong ba tangbo ne denpa tro manyong ba zumba yin na yang. Denpa tar do sem di trupa ngo la nang keng, sem di denpa zimba wang ki,
When one's under the influence of delusion, then in a dream can appear all different kinds of suffering, or all different kinds of appearance, that's all. And these appearances may be, for example, one may be burnt in a fire, one may be swept away by water, or one may be wounded by an enemy. And these appearances will create suffering in the person who is dreaming. But they will only create, or the reason that they create suffering is that the person who is dreaming doesn't recognize the true nature of the dream. Because, in fact, the true nature is that these appearances don't have any substantial existence. But for as long as one believes that these appearances are real, then one will be affected by these appearances, and one will suffer as a result of them.
Then, malan je kap je donga chipa po, donga se pa po. Rana donga chipa po pe na me dan jo langbo cheta tutur tabte, koran la yo rang ngoni denba yo na ngal rana donga chipa mare. Donga chipa se pa mare, donga suwa mare. And then Kandirisena, same trupa ngola, noeba sepa pu yorte, denba tartu nanghen. Ranga same jete ngomaki, denba and zimba wange, donga de yuri. Denba tartu nanghen, denba and zimbe, denba and zimba, denba and himba wange, donga de yuri.
To carry on with this example, one suffers in the dream, or the dreamer suffers if he believes that the person who is dreaming himself, the dreamer, is something real, and that this dreamer is being burnt, or is being swept away by water, or is being wounded. If he believes that there is a person to whom this is happening, and this person is real, then he will suffer. And secondly, if he believes that the water or the fire or the animal that is attacking him is real, then this is the basis for the suffering in the dream.
Tena 단다 헤마 타베 마나지 까제 나와 대당 헤바 나이니 보티 나이니 보티니지 마남지 나와테예 네록 람 몽밤 몽바르세밤 데바르세바 데바르세바레 데발 데바르세밤 데바르치바레 나이니시드 츠드니야예 마남지 나와 요테당 Tell the temper came by Niti, Melange Nello. Melange Demba, Melange Nello, the Matome, Depsito, your parents. Depart.
So, in this example of the dream, when the external appearances, such as fire and water and the enemy, are taken as real. And the person who is dreaming attaches to them or believes in their reality, then this is what causes the mind to be veiled or to be obscured, or the true nature of the mind is not seen. The example of the relative truth, just in brief, by the example of the dream.
Tene ta nama te ne lok te la tongba ten dan den ba sigres. Nama te ne lok te tongba ni re.
Et donc,
the true nature, or the true condition, or the essence of these appearances is really voidness.
Tongbanyi sejete kante rese na nawa kunzobje nawa te lola denbar trupa tardo na yore denbar trupa tardo
lola denpe
denbar trupa tardo na yore nawa kunzobje nawa te denbar mena yan denbar tardo na yore te denbar nawa kinda denbar madopa am denbar trupe tongba Tela, teni tongi segres. Demba chupe tongba.
Donc.
So these appearances come about through the. Under the influence of delusion. And nevertheless, the true nature of these appearances is devoid of any substantial existence. They never come into. They never have any real existence, no tangible existence, and in this sense, they're void.
Per namlam je namate dembatar da nanayang malam trupangola dembatar da nanayang dembar namatar da dembar madopa tongba nires ten rawo chisamutango nires.
Donc le moyen.
And the way to think about the meaning of voidness or about the ultimate nature of appearances is again to take the example of the dream. And somebody who recognizes the true nature of the dream sees that these appearances in the dream have no real existence, they have no substantial existence, they never are formed as such, and they are therefore void or empty.
Tena nga tsu denpa nye se kyo te dzunpa la denpa ri khenpa te dzunpa la denpa ri khenpa te ya te dzunpa ne lo ke denpa te tso lo kyo re
We have to do, as far as practice is concerned, is to give up the holding on to the belief in the reality of the lie or the reality of the relative truth. We have to give up holding on to the relative truth as being true. And conversely, we have to recognize the true nature or the ultimate nature of these appearances.
Zumba ne log demba da to na zumba la demba ri hem ba den zin de do to gore. zumba ne lo ke denba te to na zumba la denba ri kenba te do tu gre.
And in fact, by recognizing the true nature of appearances, the ultimate nature of appearances, this itself is the remedy for, or the means to give up the attachment to the belief in the relative truth, or the lying truth as being real.
Malang ngoma hibat kaw su zumba la denbar hin de yure. Malang ngo xie xin, malang ji ne luk ya po ji xiba yin no. Zumba ne luk de do yon du, zumba la denbar hin ba den zin de do lu yure.
Et donc sinon...
Again, if we return to the example of the dream, then it is by understanding or by recognizing the true nature of the dream that one is no longer affected by the dream, or one no longer suffers from the appearances of the dream, such as being burnt or being swept away by water, etc. And one breaks through this delusion and the belief in the relative.
Malam je nama zumbat ne log denba de kare sa na malam je nama jenga ne som dan charbe tene chunin tongba ni de malam zumbat ne log denba de kare sa.
And what is the true nature of the dream, or the true nature of the appearances in the dream? They are devoid of three characteristics, and that is the characteristics of arising or origination, the characteristic of existing, and the characteristic of cessation. And by being devoid of these characteristics, and this is how we, what is termed void or without any substantial existence.
Tena malan zumba ne log denba to na zumba le denba ke be den yin do zumba le den yin denba ke be den yin de do no malan je me tsik pa du chi che be do nga tam je hi par che pa me par jo va te yin do teni kunzo zumba le denba kunzo zumba ne log ke tundan denba to no kunzo zumba le denba ke be den yin do gre zumba le denba ke be den yin do no teni korbe tunan donga de me pa do to gre.
Then just as in a dream, if one recognizes the true nature of the dream, then this cuts through the attachment or the clinging to the belief in the appearances in the dream. And by cutting this attachment or this clinging to the belief, then one cuts the, or one stops the suffering within the dream. And similarly, by recognizing the true nature of phenomena, knowing the absolute nature, and then this cuts through the clinging to the belief in the reality of the relative or appearances at the relative level. And by cutting through this clinging to them, one again cuts through the suffering that comes from this clinging.
Tena zumba la zumba ne lo ge denba tongba ni ji tong. Zumba la denba ri kin be nyen bo. Zumba ne lo tongba ni ji tong. Hi par se hi no kombar se ju te hi ra kar chim bo res.
Et donc,
for this reason, it's very important to know the remedy which cuts through the clinging to the belief in the reality of relative appearances. And so one has to know what this remedy is, and this remedy being the knowledge of the ultimate nature, or the voidness of all phenomena.
Tungpa nyi si ji tu kunzup ji nama tundu madrupe lungyangdang, bayangdang, kuyangarang yi ji res.
To recognize the ultimate nature, one has to know that the nature of voidness, and to recognize voidness, one has to not fall into wrong beliefs. And this is one of these beliefs, is thinking that voidness is like nothing at all. This is falling into the belief of nihilism. Secondly, the voidness isn't like the sky. What's the
Et donc, quelle est cette nature ultime des phénomènes, cette non-existence?
Voidness like, it is great openness, great freedom, and great calmness. It's quite difficult to translate the terms, just literally from French. And the right way to understand the voidness is, as we said before, to understand the indissociability of the two truths, and to understand the union of the ultimate truth and the relative truth. And this is why it is called one of the reasons why it is called the middle way. And this is to understand that the nature of appearances is void, in the sense that they have no substantial existence, they have no real nature. But at the same time, although they are void, it is from the voidness itself that these appearances manifest. And so the two go hand in hand. The nature of appearances is void, but the voidness gives rise to the appearances, and so they are completely indissociable. And this is the way to understand the voidness without falling into the two extremes of nihilism or materialism being something actually real or existent. Between the relative truth and the ultimate truth as being the true nature of phenomena is not a philosophical conception, a philosophical idea, or just a product from the Mahayana teachings or something like this. It is a fact of the way that phenomena exist, that the nature of phenomena is void, and yet the voidness gives rise to the phenomena.
Tena nige oma deni sungyok de yapo di chi de tena lam oma choni sungyok de kom lam oma lam oma som ya som ye oma deni sungyok de yapo di chi bar se de tena lam oma choni sungyok de kom go res choni sungyok de nyam se lam go res.
Earlier on, we said that in the Madhyamika there were these three aspects. There was the base, the path, and the fruit. And the base is what we've been talking about as being the union of the ultimate truth and the relative truth. And now we come onto the aspect of the path, and this is by the path Madhyamika or the path middle way, we mean the accumulation of the two, or the two accumulations, the accumulation of merit and accumulation of awareness.
So ni de karres na so nam de cho da ye hi de cho ni.
And what are these two accumulations? The accumulation of merit and accumulation of awareness.
De la paro de semba rok de cho ni su de na jemba ta jemba cho tem zo ba de som de so nam de cho re. Hira dami to be hira van to ni to be hira de hi de cho re.
Et donc si l'on applique,
we can look at these two types of accumulation in relation to the six parameters or the six perfections. And the first of these accumulations, which is the accumulation of merit, entails the first three parameters, which are the parameter of generosity, the parameter of right conduct, and the parameter of patience. And the second accumulation, which is the accumulation of awareness, includes the parameter of wisdom. And the two parameters which are left, which in fact are parameter 4 and parameter 5, enthusiastic perseverance and meditative concentration, come under both both types of accumulation, both merit and awareness.
Tetar lanj to salam ma choni song lu jog de nyam sa lamba yina tene dev ka so dev oma chuka da zuka song don jo ba kuni song jog de to hyeres.
The fruit Madhyamika or the fruit middle way are the two kayas of the Buddha. The first kaya is the essence kaya, or the kaya of voidness, and the second kaya is the form kaya, or the form kayas. And these two kayas of the body of the Buddha come about by the practice of the union of merit and awareness.
Ge oma deni sungyo te yagu hibar se lan oma tsonyi sungyo te gomba amnyan se lang de tenen devu oma kuni chukato zuku sondun yo pe kuni sungyo te ngondo se kwa res.
These three stages of the middle way, the Madhyamika. So first of all we have the ground Madhyamika, which is the indissociability, the union of the two truths, the union of the relative truth and with the ultimate truth. Secondly, the path Madhyamika is the practice and the familiarization of the two accumulations, the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of awareness, these practices going hand in hand. And thirdly, the fruit Madhyamika is the attainment of the two kayas of the Buddha, the essence kaya and the form kayas.
Tene oma yelande sonjo oma te do de chuto payis.
Donc ceci
is the ground, the path and the fruit.
Ten tandanga songom to sjawin.
And now we're going to meditate for a short while.